I think it's funny how the silliest sound can become a trigger for an open, suggestible mind. You may think that some things just won't work, but let me assure you, with the right understanding, the right mindset, and the right hypnotist, anything can become a powerful, effective hypnotic trigger. It simply requires the creation of association. The mind is such an open book with these things, truly. No matter how complex you think it may be, it's far more complex than that. So much so that it becomes mind-boggling. The more you think about it, the more complex it becomes. And really, why think when you can just relax instead? Let the brain go blank and get silly. Doesn't that sound much better? Honestly, you could just become a silly airhead. You know, empty brain, chewing gum, letting thoughts kind of drift in one ear and out the other. Having a little giggle. Or would you prefer we talk about the complex patterns of neural networks that define the inner workings of the human brain? Or does that thought just vanish in a pop of bubblegum? And when a complex thought vanishes, what do you think replaces it? Something silly? Something stupid and giggly and brain dead? There goes another one. And yes, I could explain how hypnosis is an incredibly interesting area of study for psychology. But would you prefer to just smile and laugh and relax? I thought so. It's so much easier this way. And each time you hear that bubble pop, another thought goes out of your brain and gets replaced with a smile on your face and a giggle ready to leap from your throat. Now I know you're a smart person and maybe you don't want to have that kind of brain drain all the time. Maybe you need to think in complexities and deal with serious and important things in your life. But for a moment, while you listen to this file, you can stop thinking like that and just be silly. Just let those big thoughts go. All that work. Gone in a pop. All of those important things in your head. Out of your mind. All of that reason and higher brain function. Replaced with the need to just laugh and giggle and smile. You can feel it coming, can't you? The giggly side of you. The silly side. The stupid side that just wants fun and happiness and pleasure and joy. Maybe you should embrace it more often. Maybe you can let this trigger be here as an escape. When it all gets too much. And it does get too much. Thinking so hard all the time about so many things, and it's easier to just laugh, smile, giggle. You can let it giggle out now. Let a little laugh erupt from your throat. A small one when you hear that bubble popping like a thought bursting and leaving your mind. Some deep, detailed, technical thought about something so very important just gone. Only for a while. Don't worry, it'll all come back once you stop listening, but here with me as you listen. All those big brain thinky thoughts go bye-bye. You embrace something simpler. And when I speak of extremely exacting analysis of complex thought patterns and processes, you no longer even know what I'm talking about. Because you don't want to. You want to switch off that brain and be silly. And each time you hear it, that pop, you let out a teeny tiny giggle just to yourself. Out loud if it's safe. In your mind if not. But a giggle all the same. Because it's nice to be silly. And I know maybe you remember just a few moments ago I was talking about triggers. And how they work on your brain. But that's too complicated now. Maybe I need to speak in simpler terms for your mind to comprehend. Maybe even those words are too much stress in your brain as it becomes sillier and sillier as thoughts vanish and get replaced by giggles and silliness. So when I talk in big words, you can just let that pass right over you and laugh at how silly it is to try to be smart. Who needs that? When you could just be a silly, stupid, giggling fool. There's a reason they say ignorance is bliss, don't you think? That's right. You don't think. And while you listen to me, you find it harder and harder to even follow what I'm saying. Don't bother, just giggle when you hear the pop. Isn't that easier than thinking all your thoughts? Isn't that better than trying to be smart? Just let language be too complicated and feel a need to dumb things down. To be a big silly. A dummy. An imbecile. Even that word was too big, huh? Shall we, silly? Just laugh. That's right. And you can imagine yourself as someone so different to your usual self now. Someone so much sillier and yet a little, maybe a lot, happier. Is it really that bad to be silly? To be a big dum-dum? I don't think so. And you don't think, so I guess that must be true. At least when you listen to this file. And when you hear that pop, you let out that silly little giggle. It's so cute. You like it when I call you cute, don't you? Adorable, silly, dumb, happy. That's what you are. Silly, stupid, smiling. Giggling, giddy, brainless. Isn't that perfect? And you can see now, anything can be a trigger. Even if that trigger takes your thoughts away and you can't remember what they even were. Don't worry. No worries when you hear that pop. You're not smart enough to have worries. Just ignorant, happy and smiling, blissful. When this file ends, you can go back to normal, in your own time. You can sit and giggle for a little while if you wish. Or you can let those thoughts come right back if you need to. But either way, this will always be here for you. When you want your mind dumbed down and to just have a soft, sweet session of giggling joy. And doesn't that sound nice? So for now, you must wake up and go back to smart brain you. Okay? Sorry to have to end this, but it's time for me to go. You can linger in a stupid brain state for a while if you want. But in a moment, this recording will end and you will return to normal in your own time. Knowing that you ever need a moment of respite from the complexities of reality, all you need to do is listen to this and hear that. See you soon, my giggling fool.